Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov.
Feeling tired or sluggish? Take a look at what's on your plate. Greasy and unhealthy foods will only slow you down. But one thing we can all choose to do, eat better. Try adding a salad to your meals. Fill one half of your plate with fruits and veggies, or reach for fruit when you want a snack. Before you know it, you'll have more energy, more drive, and feel better. After all, the benefits of eating healthy are endless. Learn more at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
We had an eventful day across the board here. The cattle futures market was extremely strong and closed on and near their highs, especially in the live cattle futures. The October up 87 at 149.35. December's up a buck 57 at 151.35. So in the last four trading days, we've gone from 147 to 151 on December live cattle, 151.35 today. The high was on September the 20th, and it was at 152.22. So we're within a dollar of the contract high, or at least the recent high on the December live cattle. I think that, you know, we've been expecting some sort of an inflation rally, the number of cattle that have been culled and the inventory being down, that eventually that would come through in the markets and show up in the markets. And maybe that's what we're seeing here as we get back toward the highs. The feeder cattle market wasn't quite as strong as live cattle, but October up 40 at 175.22. The November feeders 178.07 up 25. The January and March were the stronger months. The March up a buck 40 at 182.32. And then August of next year, everybody watches that. It was just over 200 at 200.60. You know, the high was about 201.35 back in September. So we're right on the door, or knocking on the door of new highs for August feeders.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
For a farmer, every day is different, and every season tells its own story. Make this the year you do it your way. Coron Metra is a foliar fertilizer that lets you decide when the time is right for nutrition. Metra gives you flexibility, it gives your tank efficiency, and Metra gives your crop more than just nitrogen. Coron Metra, the next evolution in crop nutrition. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration before use.
Now, today's grain futures was really pretty quiet. We had corn anywhere from 2 to 3 cents lower, with December at 678 and a quarter down 2 3/4. The bean market slightly higher, 1 to 3 higher. November at 1373 up a penny. Chicago wheat 7 to 8 lower. Kansas City 2 to 6 lower. The wheat market early was actually the strongest contract, but it got weaker while beans got higher. So that was interesting. And then there's also a lot of surprise in the fact that cotton was down so hard. December cotton was down 4 at 78.29, down the limit. So big surprise there. The July was down 297 at 76.47. Made new lows there, almost back to the lows set back in July. So without a crop really this year, without much rainfall and prospects going forward, you know, it's hard to imagine more acres next year. If you look out at the December of 2023 cotton, it's at 74.40. So even worse. I know that's below most people's break even with the normal yielding crop. So disappointing there. You know, the stock market currently down about 193 in the Dow, down 33.5 in the S&P. November crude oil's up $2.50. That's about $3 off the low earlier today. Crude oil market just keeps going back and forth. I know they keep trying to drain the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, but at some point they're going to have to buy that back. And right now, oil is up.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.